In Matthew chapter 8, beginning in verse 1, the Bible says, when he, and it's speaking about Jesus, when he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Right there is one of the biggest questions hiding in the human soul. We know we're sinful. We know we're weak. We know we need help. The only question we have is, are you willing, Lord? I remember visiting with Barry in his home one afternoon. Pastor, he said, I can see what the Bible is talking about, and I can see what Jesus did is pretty wonderful. But if you only knew what my life was really like, you wouldn't even ask me to become a Christian. There was this tear that started to show up in the corner of his eye. You know, it's that tear that had me convinced that Barry hadn't gone too far in life at all. If he had actually stepped over the point of no return, his heart would no longer ache for a relationship with God. If his case was hopeless, he simply wouldn't care anymore, because people are not lost when God rejects them. They're ultimately lost because they reject God. And the tear in Barry's eye told me he still wanted God. He was just worried that God might not want him. He knew God could do it. He just wasn't certain that God was willing. And that's where today's passage comes into the story. A leper, a man who was considered unclean, unworthy of human contact by the rest of society. Well, he comes to Jesus with just a glimmer of hope in his heart. Lord, if you're willing, he says, you can make me clean. Now, pay careful attention to what happens in verse 3. It says, then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. And immediately, his leprosy was cleansed. You know, in Mark's version of this story, it says that Jesus was moved with compassion when he reached out and touched that leper. Now, touching a leper was a completely unthinkable act for any Jew. Just touching a leper made you unclean. But Jesus was moved with compassion and touched this man. He did the unthinkable so that you can have the impossible. Is God willing, even for you? You'd better believe it. And that's why knowing Jesus is just a better way to live.